the young man, who apparently was a good soul, had forgotten the first three tenets of the law. For our Lord, when he lists the commandments, lists all those from the fourth commandment on down, which the young man says that he was keeping. And so our Lord points out that the precept of charity is not merely that we must love our neighbors, but we must first of all love God above all things. Indeed, if we were to seek a modern thought that would be in most conformity with the thought of the young man, it would be the thinking of Freemasonry, which promises happiness in this life and a sort of form of virtue, to which St. Augustine would reply, "The virtues of the pagans are nothing but beautiful vices." And so, if we are to truly work out our salvation, it is not merely loving our neighbor that is necessary, but to love God above all things. And so we must be willing to walk away from the things of this world and the pleasures of this world. Indeed, when we look deep into the addictions of our modern society, we realize that people are pursuing things that cannot bring them happiness. That is ultimately why addiction to the things of this life only bring us down to the state of despair. For God has created us in such a way that there is nothing in this world or in this life that can satisfy the longing of our hearts. For once the human soul is created, that longing for happiness cannot be satiated by any created entity. It can only be satiated by union with God for all eternity in heaven. And so God has deliberately made it so that there is nothing in this life that can bring us the happiness we see. The young man, when he was confronted with this choice, would turn from the Lord. And contrary to popular opinion, while we can't say definitively, there is no account either in Scripture or in the works of the early doctors and fathers of the church that indicate the young man came back. He simply walked away sad, not necessarily a bad man, but one who apparently did not return to the Lord. And so we see very clearly that principle of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe at play, that many souls lose their eternal salvation, not because of their malice, but because of their weakness. And so let us pray not to exhibit the weakness of the young man. Let us strive to love our neighbor and perform those works of charity. But let us also remember that the Lord clearly said that the poor will always be with us. It is a common trick of modern philosophy to get people focusing on their injustice towards the poor, and so spend so much energy in trying to relieve the misery of the poor, which in and of itself is a good thing. But as in all things, there can be one thing lacking. We must do such works motivated out of love of God above all things, so that when the things of this world, even the good things of this world, are taken away from us, we do not rebel against the good God from whom we have come, but we accept from him the good things and the bad things in this life, because we always keep our mind and our heart focused on the love of God, and from that love, true love of our neighbor flows. And indeed, no Christian loves his neighbor more than when he is willing to stand up and to defend the prerogatives of Christ above all things, even at the cost of his life. For the martyr witnesses primarily to the truth of the good God, and sometimes it seems simple. They merely had to swing a little incense to the false gods of the Romans or other false gods, but rather than give public scandal to all, they would declare definitively by their refusal to do such things that there was a true God, and that their hope and their confidence was in him in this life, and that ultimately he would deliver to them that which he has promised. If they persevere through the trials and the tribulations of this life, then they will join him for all eternity in the life to come. And so let us strive to overcome, especially by our good example, those errors of our modern society, most particularly those souls who are addicted to the two common vices in our modern society, or rather, there are three, but indeed, two of them simply lead to the other, that is, greed and lust, and that addiction which is most common in our life, power, and each one of those vices can be linked to a quest for power in this life, rather than for that virtue of humility which was lacking in the young man, even though he seemed to exercise natural virtue. The Lord came to call him to a higher ideal, to a higher state, and as far as we know, he never returned. He simply walked back to the things of this life and probably even continued to do good work. But he had missed the time of his visitation, and we can only hope and pray that even though there is no recorded account of his return, that at some point he came back to the Lord. And so let us strive always to labor in this life for our salvation and the salvation of souls by recognizing Jesus was the good teacher and following all that he said and all that he did, rather than what we are being told by a modern culture and a modern society that will have nothing to do with the good teacher and hence has nothing to do with Christ the good King, who came in order to protect us in this life in order that we may enjoy him for all eternity in the life to come.